Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Disruptive Author. I can't speak. Today I have a beautiful guest. Her name's Jess Ricketts and her business is called JR Digital. Welcome, Jess.
Hi, Deb. Thanks for having me.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you for giving up some time to be with us today and sharing with us. We're going to be exploring all good things about what you do, and I particularly would like to talk about where you're different. It's something I love exploring with different businesses is where they're different and where they're disrupting things and what their biggest lessons are. So how about we start? How about you just tell our listeners exactly what you do and
Sure. So Deb, my business is JR Digital. We're a social media advertising agency, and what sets us apart is that we only specialize in online paid ads. So many digital marketing agencies will do websites and SEO and ads and social media management and your Google, and they'll create content and. But my belief is that the world of digital marketing is so vast. There's so many different aspects that if you do have an agency that does it all, they're not necessarily, and I'm not speaking for everyone, but they're not necessarily doing everything to the best of its ability because
I agree.
you need website experts, people who are an expert in websites. You need expert people who know about the Google other algorithm and know how to rank your websites and things like that. So I'm a firm believer that for digital marketing, if you're going to get it right, you might as well throw yourself in to one specialized area and get it right. And that's how you're going to drive the best results for your clients. So we specialize with Facebook ads, Instagram ads, Google ads, Microsoft ads, which are the Bing search engine.
Thank you for
And
explaining that. Yes.
yes, that's right. Most people think, oh, what's Microsoft ads? But
Yeah.
yeah, it's Bing search engine, but they also have Yahoo and a whole suite of other websites that you can advertise on. And guess what? There's not a lot of competition in Australia, unlike Google ads. So it's a great
Yeah.
avenue if you've got a high ranking or a higher competitive business,
Yep.
and just test it out, see what happens.
Yep. Always good to test
So
something.
yeah, absolutely. So that's how I feel like my agency is different from your mum and dad digital agency, is because we have that specialization. And then if someone comes to me and goes, oh, I want a website as well, then I would send you to my three most trusted website experts. Or if they want me to create professional videos, I would send you my three trusted video experts, like, and that's how we work together to give someone the best outcome by specializing. And I call myself a big nerd, so by really nerding out and knowing how to get this stuff right and finding those specialists, that's what I believe sets us.
Oh, and look, setting yourself apart, I think that's in my observation, it's those people that can really set themselves apart and differentiate themselves. They're the ones that are likely to have success. And it's because of how they're different, not because of how, they're doing the same things.
Exactly. We're a Meta business partner with a Facebook preferred buyer. We're a Google Ads partner, and we're also a Microsoft Ads partner. So those mean that to get those certifications, you need to go through the courses. You need to have enough experience under your belt. You need to tick all the boxes with Microsoft and Facebook and Google to get those certifications. And we consistently keep our certifications up every year.
Fantastic. That's awesome. So, how did you get into this?
Have we got enough time? Because I'll
Ah.
tell you. So probably about 12 years ago, my family work in real estate. So they had their own real estate agency. And prior to working with them, I've always had an events and marketing background, but then I decided to come work in the family business doing the marketing for the real estate agency. And at this time, Facebook ads and was quite new, so I didn't really know a little about that. So we had another digital marketing agency come in to help us get leads and inquiry for the real estate agency. So people asking us to sell their house is a lead for a real estate agency. So that digital marketing company did all the things. They did the website, they did the SEO, they did the Google ads, they did our content creation. No, they didn't do Facebook ads at the time because it was still quite new back then. So we put all our eggs in one basket, spent a heavy retainer with them. All this money was going out, and my job really was to project manage. And at the time, I didn't really know a lot about all of these things, so I trusted the agency. And about 6 months down the track, I started going, oh, we've spent about 50,000 on ads and paying these guys to do all these things for us. But I was tracking our leads and inquiries, and they hadn't moved. And everyone knows that you need to wait a little while for your marketing to work.
But how long?
At six times, exactly how long? But at 6 months, and then it turned into 8 months, and we're just kind of
It's too
scratching our head
long.
going, all this money is going out, what's going on? And so obviously, I was communicating with the agency, and they would give me excuse after excuse, or let's try this, let's try that. But then I actually decided to pull my head out of the sand, not knowing what I was doing. I went into our Google Ads account. I Googled how to look up what your ads look like, in the back end. So I poked my way around, and eventually I came to the point where I realized that our Google Ads, even though they were asking people get an appraisal for our house, instead of going to the landing page that asks you to request an appraisal, it was going to our property management page.
That's
All
not lined up.
that time, all that effort, everyone was going to the wrong page. And you and I know that people have the patience of a goldfish. So
Yes,
they'll click
that
on it.
much.
Oh, this is property management. This is not what I want. I'm after. Hit the back button, go down to the next competitor. And and then of course, when I called the agency, yada, yada, yada. Oh, that was fixed ages ago. Yes, was their excuse. And then, not knowing what was I doing, went to Google. How do I find the change log of Google Ads? Which means, how can I see when things were changed and people were in there last?
Interesting. Yes.
The ad was updated the day after my phone call.
Yeah. Dear, oh dear.
So
Yep.
that's my story. And little did I know that this was the pivotal moment that I needed that made me discover that I needed to learn a little about a lot in this digital marketing world really fast so that we can stay on top of our contractors.
Yeah.
And we don't have to know it all inside out, but just enough to be dangerous. And this was a
I love that. Just enough to be
$50,000 business.
dangerous.
Exactly. And all you need to do is know how to Google a few things, just like I did, and have the courage to poke around and
Have to
ask.
ask the right questions.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to ask stupid questions to your contractor because it just means that you're curious and you're holding them accountable. So, from there, I
How
started learning.
disappointing that
Yeah,
I
just
mean,
not
even
like
if they'd gone, you know what, we're so sorry, we'll give you a couple of months in lieu, because we made a mistake. You might not be in business now by the sounds of it. You might have actually trusted them more, and they could have won that trust back, couldn't they?
I guess, and they did try, but I think I was also disappointed in myself for letting it go for as long as I did. Because on their end, and speaking from having a digital marketing agency, it was an honest mistake. Like that they're not real estate agents; they don't quite understand the checking the ads really should have fell on me, the client, from 6 months ago. You know what I mean? So,
To some degree,
to some degree, and yes, they shouldn't have lied and said it was 6 months ago. But
Not good.
yeah, so there's things that went wrong on both sides of the relationship. And now that I've been in business for 7 years, I can kind of see their side of things as well. But in the end, we just need to know a little bit about a lot. That is the moral of what I hope your listeners
As a business person, yes.
as a business person, because you don't want these things to take such a long time and then go, oh, where's all my money gone? You know,
But that's
whereas
a that's enough time for someone to go out of business,
exactly.
or not continue if they've just started a business. That's probably less than
It'll
that
make
much
or break.
time.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how everything started. From there, I started learning a little about a lot. I got obsessed with Facebook ads for some reason. Just they clicked with the way my brain works and my interests. I did self-paced courses. Then I had my first baby, Amelia, and just wanted more flexibility. And some other businesses on the block were asking me to do Facebook ads for them. And I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And then
Great.
took the leap, and here I am 7 years later.
How many businesses do you think have started? I mean, you just pluck a number out of the air, but have started because some another business couldn't supply them with what they wanted, or they couldn't find someone that would fill their need. So they just decided to create something to fill their own need, and it became a business that filled other people's needs as well.
100%. I think that it's where businesses start from. I can't even. Yeah, you need something
Just
for
problem solving.
yourself. Just problem solving, and then somehow you just kind of work it out and go, oh, actually, this kind of suits my personality. It feels nice and it feels right. So
Works
you just
with my lifestyle.
it works with my lifestyle. Yeah, exactly. And yeah, so that's where the passion came from. And
Beautiful.
now I work really well with tradies and home service type businesses, getting more leads and inquiries using Facebook ads, Google ads, or Microsoft ads. And for the businesses that are in the setup phase, the startup phase, these people, they need marketing help, but don't necessarily have the cash flow to invest in someone to manage it on a full-time basis. So I do have a setup and handover training service where I set up all the ads that they need. I manage it for a month because that's the hardest part, because we don't know what works until we throw it out there. I manage their ads for a full-time for a month, and then over the next 3 months we get together online and we manage the account together, and I train them on what to look out for and what's working and why I'm turning this off and why am I adjusting this ad copy. And by the end of the 3 months, they can manage it themselves.
That's what a great service. Fantastic.
Yeah,
So you're
I just
teaching them to fish. You
I'm
know that
teaching them to
saying?
do. Yeah, exactly. Because everything that is digital marketing, especially social media marketing and online ads, everything is on there for us to learn. We just need to get out and get it. You don't have to pay for a fancy course, although they do help if you can find the right one. But yeah, if you've got the patience and you've got the time to start up businesses, it's all there for them. They just need to commit and run with it.
Fantastic. Well, how exciting. So we've talked about how you're different, how you started. So you've also talked about who you work with. So you tend to focus. Did that just happen by accident as well, working with tradies and home-based services?
It did just a lot through the networking groups I've connected with over the years, that it's thought it has just evolved to go down that niche. But it's not necessarily limited to that. I just enjoy the tradies and home services because they're straight talking like I am, and they don't know a lot. And so I don't want to use the word baby them, but I educate them to and build their confidence up in this space, which is where
Area,
I was 12 years ago. So I feel like I see myself in them because, you know, they know their trade so well, but they know they need digital marketing but don't know where to start. And so I feel I just relate well with them, and getting results for them, they're happy. They don't know how, they don't matter. It doesn't matter how I get to that point to get them the leads and inquiries. They don't care about that. As long as I'm producing, that's why they're a good client that I have.
Fantastic. Because it's so life's so different now. Like my husband and I had My husband's a builder. Currently, he's project managing, but when he was on the tools and we were running our own business, we just put an ad in the paper if it was a bit slow. Mostly, we got word of mouth, but every now and again, we didn't, didn't have anything in the pipeline, so we just put an ad in the local paper. But you can't do that now.
No, it's, you have to go online. I do have seasonal tradies who come to me in specific times that are quiet, like like
January.
January or
Yes.
pool repair guys, things like that, where
Air
they
conditioning.
work in winter, air conditioning when they come in winter. So you may not need to advertise for the whole 12 months, but if you can recognize your slow period and perhaps start marketing 4 to 6 weeks before that time, because it does take that time to build up, to get, to beat the auctions and to get in flow with the algorithm. It does take
Yes.
that
Oh
little bit of
gosh.
time.
Okay, that's interesting too.
So if you can remember, oh, it's going to be quiet, it'll start quietening down from June. I need to start talking to Jess in May or April,
In
just think
April,
about that time to ramp.
Fantastic. So that's just so good to know. Like for anyone that is listening, and predominantly it'll be other small business people, especially my authorpreneurs. Just knowing, so when you are going to have a quiet time, because there's always events that align with what you do, whatever it is that you wrote about. There's always events that will align with that, and seasons, I guess.
Yes.
So,
Like
and
if
you want your book to be
you're a romance
selling.
book, you'd
You
want
just
to
want your to be book
start
selling all year
for
round.
Valentine's Day.
So yes, thinking ahead's really important, and having that marketing plan in advance, not 2 weeks before, and going, this is coming up, I need to be doing that. And being in that chaotic space is, it's an awful space to be in.
It's awful. If we're going down the content creation plan and content plan, Deb. I'm a big believer. I call myself a lazy social media marketer. And this is because I do everything in bulk and I repurpose and recycle as much as I can. So on January 2nd, I recorded 12 how-to videos. I then turned them into blog articles. I then shortened them and turned them into reels. I then
Love
cut out
reels.
quotes and made quote cards. And now I have about 6 months worth of stuff.
Fantastic. That's amazing. So even that's great. That's a great example, to share with the listeners today. Wonderful. So, would you say that? So you've talked about how you're different. Would you say that sort of shakes things up within the digital marketing industry? The fact that you do just tend to specialize and just cut right through rather than trying to be good at general, like generalizing, being specific.
I do think that's what sets me apart. Anyone can do Facebook and Google Ads, but not a lot of people know about or run Microsoft Ads. So that's another way
Wow, I
I'm.
hadn't even heard of it until you mentioned it today.
Exactly. And also training people so that they can do it themselves.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. One thing I do like asking my guests is, do you want to take a minute and have a glass of water? Yeah, I've had you talking too
Put my
much.
microphone on mute while I coughed.
So one thing I do like to ask is, how you are disrupting the industry, because I find even some people don't even realize that they're really doing that just by being in their unique space. But they actually are. They're pushing other people to perform better because they're performing so well in their space. Disruption isn't always, it's not necessarily a bad thing. Disruption is a great thing when it's used properly and intentionally, I guess. So the other thing I like to ask people is, based on your experience so far, so you've had 7 years in business,
Correct.
and starting out, you sort of fell into it. At what point did you get intentional about it? Like, did you go, you know what, I'm going to take this seriously and turn it into something?
I've had two babies in 7 years, in that 7 years, Amelia and Oliver. And so there was a point probably 3 years ago, just after I had Ollie, where I decided originally, Deb, I only niched with Facebook and Instagram ads. And then after Ollie, I was like, okay, what am I going to do with this? Because I can't always just eat one thing. And then so I changed my business name. I hired a coach. I changed my business name from JR Media to JR Digital, and they helped me branch out to the other advertising platform. And ever since then, I've just seen growth the last 3 years. So I think
So when you engaged that business coach, that
100%.
was when you were serious.
I've always had some training or coaching or mentoring throughout the whole time. But when I had Ollie, I had this idea. I was like, okay, I want to make this more. And so I seeked out help. So I was able to do the transformation within 6 months.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. Well done. And of course, it is an area that is so important for all of us in business. So it's not like you're in an obscure little what do you call it? Occupation. You're not in this obscure little occupation that, yeah, very competitive. So and again, just bringing it back to the niching and specializing, I think that's probably so important in your area. So just in that 7 years, so it was a few years before you actually got real serious, got your business coach. What have you learned over that 7 years? What would be the one thing that you think other business people need to know based on your experience? Most important thing.
It's so many.
You only have one.
I think keep learning because
Yeah.
everything changes so fast. And so what I said earlier in my story, learning a little about a lot, we just need to keep doing that.
Yeah, okay.
Keep moving
Otherwise,
forward.
you can't stay ahead of the curve, can you? Just get left behind. All right. So, okay, well, I think that's good advice. And have you got some water there?
Yeah, I do. I'm just
Yeah,
losing
awesome.
my voice.
Yeah. Well, we're going to wrap things up now anyway, so I'll let you go and you can deal with that. But thank you so much for today. I feel like it's been fantastic value, and for those people that get a chance to listen to this, I think I'll get a lot out of it. Where can people get in touch with you if they want to do some work with you and find out more about this, what you're doing with the coaching space and whatnot?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Probably the best place is to visit the website, which is jrdigital.com.au. From there, you can book a call. I've got my diary on there, or just reach out on LinkedIn. It's just the Jessica Ricketts.
Okay, fantastic. Darling, you're a gem, and I appreciate your time, and you've got to go. So I will be talking to you very soon, and again, thank you. Thanks for joining us today. All right, bye for now, everyone.
Everybody.